7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's fall, and we're going to help you to have a great-looking yard. Even though it is the fall season, there's another 8 weeks of good gardening ahead of us. So let's not give up the ship yet. A lot to be done in the lawn, a lot to be done in the perennial garden, rose care, fruit tree care. Annuals are still blooming. Some perennials are still blooming. Remember, we have a newsletter. It's free. So go to www.paulparent.com. Top of the page, sign up for the newsletter. It's free every single Thursday. Now, if you want to see what it looks like before you sign up, once you click onto the newsletter, it will say, view this week's newsletter. Click on it, and you can read about flowering cabbage and kale, how to take care of your fall flowering mums, and a wonderful fall flowering crocus called colchicum. It's free. Different articles every single Thursday. Sign up for it. We're there to help you to have a great gardening season. We also want to welcome three new radio stations, WHNP, 16 a.m. from East Longmeadow, Mass., WHMP, 1400 a.m. from Northampton, Massachusetts, and WHMQ, 1240 a.m. from Greenfield, Mass., central part of Massachusetts. Spent a lot of time there when I went to school at University of Massachusetts. Loved the area, and we wanted you to call us. If you need some help with your garden, I'm from Maine. I went to school there, and I know what your climate is like. Don't be shy. Call us, 800-259-9231. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Bob from Mass with a question about his lawn.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello?
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Yes.
How are you? Yes,
good.
I got a question. Good, how are you? I got a question on my lawn. And
okay.
I was wondering, I got a lot of creeping Charlie in it. I was wondering how I can get rid of it.
I'll tell you the best product to get rid of creeping Charlie. Go to your garden center, and what you want is a product made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's called Weed Beater Ultra. Weed Beater Ultra. You may have to call, but most of your independent garden centers sell Bonide Lawn and Garden products. Now, this is a great product. One application, dandelions, chickweed, they're gone. Clover, creeping Charlie, ajuga, wild violets. You need two applications about a week apart, and they will disappear from your lawn. And now is a good time. So if you could hit it now, hit it again next Saturday or Sunday, you'll be in great shape. Look at the weather. I know that there are forecasts and it's raining here in Maine right now. So if it's raining where you are, wait until the rain stops and you've got at least a half a day of no rain, spray it directly on your lawn. It will not hurt the grass, but it will kill all of your broadleaf weeds. It's incredible. It's safe. You apply it. You let the air dry. Once the grass is dry, the dogs, the kids can run on it without any problems at all. Great product, and it does what it says. Weed Beater Ultra. Thank you, Bob. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Fred from Maine with a question about redbud trees.
Good morning, Fred. How can we help you out today?
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I got a question for you about a redbud tree and a small red maple I planted this summer. I purchased them through the Arbor Foundation. They were like a 3-foot twig, but when I did plant them, the foliage came in real soon. But I'm just wondering what I can do to prepare them for the winter so I maybe get some height out of them next year. And my second question has to do with your compost tumbler. You mentioned something about putting tomato plants in it. I'm just wondering if your tomato plants might have some type of blight. Is that going to do any harm when you spread that compost later?
The thing that's nice about the compost tumbler is it is above the ground. It's an all-metal compost maker, and the temperatures in that tumbler will heat up to a point where it will totally sterilize and kill all of your fungus diseases, and it will get so hot that it will kill the seed of your weeds. So if you're putting, let's say, rotten tomatoes in it, you don't have to worry that tomatoes, when you spread your compost, are going to germinate in your garden, because it will get that hot. It will kill the seed itself. So it's a very, very efficient way of controlling problems.
Okay.
Now, I have one question for you. Where in Maine do you live?
I'm in Knox County up in the town of Appleton.
So that's north of Augusta?
I'm east of Augusta, and I'm in the country.
East of Augusta. Okay. The red maple, I don't see a problem. The red bud, I do. Red bud is a plant that where you live could be borderline hardy. I live in Kennebunk in southern Maine, and I planted a red bud. It lasted 2 years. It died. I planted a new one. It lasted 2 years, and it died. And I'm afraid where you live may be too cold for the plant to survive. Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, no problem. But I just did not have good luck with it, and that's why I want to know where you live.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is this. I want you, because it's a brand new plant, I want you to totally cover the entire plant once all the foliage comes off with either compost, pine needles, or shredded leaves. So if it's a foot tall or 2 feet tall, make a cylinder around it and fill it full of pine needles or leaves or something like that to insulate it, to help to get it through the first winter. If you can do that for a couple of years anyways, to help the plant to get well established, you'll have a better chance of the plant surviving. But again, redbud is a plant that normally will not tolerate the types of temperatures where you live. And again, I live in Kennebunk, southern Maine. I'm about 15 miles from the ocean. I'm almost in Sanford, the next town from me. So we are warmer, but we do get cold during the winter. So the better you insulate it, the better it will do. And your Japanese maple, I would try and really protect that, especially the first year. And if you can cover the whole plant, just to give it the additional time to get well-rooted. Because Arbor Day sends great plants, but they're young. They're just babies, and they need time to get caught. Once they get caught, that red maple will grow like crazy. The only question, again, I have is the red bud. It may be just too cold where you live unless you're willing to really protect it. But red bud will get up to be 25 feet tall. So give it a shot, give it a try, and see what happens. Crazier things than that have happened. There are something called microclimates, and you may just have a microclimate where you live. Good luck to you, Fred, and let us know how you make out, please.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Esfoma.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. Nice light rain coming down here in New England, and it's going to make everything nice and green and healthier for the winter months. So, you know, it's maybe not a day to go apple picking, maybe a day to do a little bit of transplanting of some of your perennials if you want, a day just to sit back and relax and start to dream. Get a good gardening book and read about a new topic or a new area for you to concentrate. I want to tell you about a trip that we're planning in May. We are going to the Chelsea England Flower Show. Now, this is the number one rated flower show in the world. It's only for 5 days. We've made reservation for 1 day. You can spend 2-3 hours there, or you can spend the whole day there. We have a whole bunch of gardens we're going to visit. Some of them are run by the Royal British Botanical Society. We're going to visit a garden center, a British garden center. We're going to see Stonehenge. They're going to have a tour of the city of London and a lot of free time to explore on your own. It's May 22nd to the 30th. Now, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on the Chelsea Flower Show, and if you click on all of the underlined areas, you can read about your hotel. You can see the individual gardens and what will be in bloom when we get there. But this is an unbelievable tour. We found a great company called CIE, and they ran our Irish tour last year. It was incredible. We really had a good time. We saw some beautiful gardens. We saw the wonderful countryside, and this is what this tour is all about. It's not just flowers. But the Chelsea Flower Show is the number one flower show in the world. It's only for 5 days. It's indoors and out. And if you know anybody that's ever been, they'll tell you it's the gardening experience of a lifetime. And you should really think about possibly joining us. So go to the website, paulparent.com, check out Garden Tour of the Chelsea Flower Show, and you'll get all the information that you need. Now, at this time of the year, I want you to do certain things. Keep a close eye on your lawn for the possibility of animals digging. And if you're getting holes the size of 3 to 4 inches in diameter, it's either a raccoon or a skunk. And they're looking for grubs, Japanese beetle grubs, in your lawn. Now, your common everyday grub killers are no longer effective when you apply them during October because they're designed to release slowly over a long period of time, and you don't have that much time. You need to use a product called Durasban, and it releases all of its power in a 1 week period, and it will kill all the grubs. So go to the garden center if you're getting digging, and it will get worse before it gets better, and tell them that you want something to kill the grubs that kills them all at once. Season long, it's too late to use it. Okay? Bring in your houseplants. If they're still outside, even though the weather's nice, bring them in. The reason is your windows are open. You bring them in the house, they're getting all of that moisture. Your storm windows are not closed, so they can adapt. If you go from a beautiful outside growing condition, morning dew, rain, plenty of light, and you bring them in the house, windows are shut, the heat comes on, it dries all of the humidity. So bring them in early so they can adapt to the changes over a longer period of time. Check them for bugs. Use all season oil. Spray all the foliage with all season oil, and that will kill any insects and their eggs on the plant and feed them. Get them off to a good start.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary from Rhode Island with a question about hydrangeas.
Good morning, Mary. How can we help you with your hydrangeas this morning?
Good morning. It's Marion, but that's all right. We have a hydrangea that's probably about 5 feet tall. It's been doing well, but it had never been pruned. Last spring, my neighbor pruned it, and this year, her side has beautiful blossoms, and ours hasn't had one. I mean, you'd have to see it to believe it. It's like there's a line right down the middle. And I wonder what would cause this and what we can do about it.
So this is one plant, and half is in bloom and the other half isn't.
Exactly. And all summer it's been the same. I mean, great, big, beautiful blooms and blossoms on the other side, none in our yard. It's comical but sad.
Yeah, it shouldn't do that. Now, is the plant in her yard or in your yard?
It's in my yard, but it's on the border.
And she pruned the whole plant at the same rate.
Well, yes, as far as I can see, yes. It's just crazy. And yeah, I guess my question is, what can we do about it?
Well, for now, the plant has already made the blooms that it's going to make. So
right.
For this year, there's not a heck of a lot that you can do.
I understand
now,
yes.
Okay, so what I would suggest that you can do now, buy a 5-pound bag of a fertilizer called Plant Tone. And you can buy that at any garden center. You don't need a big bag. Just buy a 5-pound bag. Take a crowbar. Jam it into the ground about 3 feet away from the main stem on your side of the plant. We don't want her to know. Okay? So make it 4 or 5 inches deep. Put a half a handful of pure fertilizer right in that hole. And make like 3 rows of lines in like a half a circle. Then go out maybe another 18 inches. Make another half a circle with holes spaced evenly until you've used the whole 5-pound bag of fertilizer. And let's see what happens next year. But if she pruned it the same, it should have bloomed the exact same way, unless she fed her side of the plant and you didn't feed hers, then that additional amount of food could have encouraged more blooms on her side and nothing on your side. So I would feed it now, do the same thing in April, and it should bloom for you. If it doesn't, then you give me a call. Maybe I'll come over and we'll attach some to the plant so that you've got something there. Okay, give that a shot, Marion, and let's see what's happened. Thank you, and good luck. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Mass with a question about white pine.
Hey, Kathy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a question about my white pine tree.
Yes.
It seems from the top, it seems to be dying. The needles are turning brown and falling off, and there looks like there's a kind of a sticky white sap, and it seems that some of the bark is splitting. And it's
how
about
big
the top.
Is,
about, the
how
tree
big?
Is about 8 feet tall, and it's about the top maybe 18 inches.
Oh, okay, and okay, I know what you have. You have a little insect. It's called a Nantucket pine shoot tip moth.
Oh.
And it's a tiny white butterfly that flies around the yards and will lay eggs on the new growth of spruce trees, like a blue spruce or a green spruce, also white pine. And the eggs hatch, a little worm will come out, and then it will eat its way down the main leader of your plant. Now, what I want you to do is to take a pair of pruners, and I want you to cut and remove the dead portion of your white pine until you hit solid green stems. Okay? What you will notice when you take the dead piece off, if you cut into it with your pruner, you're going to find it's full of little tunnels, little holes, and you may even still see a little worm that looks like a maggot on it. Okay? But it's called a Nantucket pine shoot tip moth. And it hits pines. And you could have a row of 25. It will hit 3, skip 10, hit 1, skip 2, hit 3. Very, very erratic. And what you want to do, clean all the dead stuff off. Next spring, I want you to fertilize it, and I want you to prune it a little bit to give it a nice-looking shape. And then, once the new growth begins to form, and it looks like a birthday candle, I want you to buy a product called Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is made by several companies, and it's a systemic. You mix it in a bucket of water. You dump it around the base of the plant. The tree will absorb it, take it up to the top of the tree, and it will protect it to prevent future infestation. But you need to get the dead portion off. 2 years ago, I have in my yard what's called a fat Albert blue spruce. And it's a blue spruce that's a dwarf compared to the regular. It will only grow like 20 feet tall. And it's gorgeous, dark, dark blue color. And it hit the top of my tree. I got a ladder. I cleaned out all of the dead portion. And I did this in the early, early spring because it happened the year before. And now a whole bunch of new growth is coming in. But I'm going to have to shape it next spring to create a new point, a new leader to it. Otherwise, I will have a blue spruce that won't be pointed. In your case, you prune it and shape it to create the shape that you desire from the plant. But you use a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic. You follow the recommendations on the label. Do it during April, and you will not have a problem for one entire year. Thank you. And good luck with it, because if you don't prune it and clean it, it will make it look worse. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Massachusetts with a question about lilacs.
Good morning, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Fine. I'm calling from Algonquin, Maine, close by to you.
Yes.
I have a question about lilacs. I have a line of lilacs, maybe about 40 to 50 feet long, that serve as a boundary between my house and the next house. They were put in maybe 1990 or so, and they've been trimmed back a couple of times. Right now, they're very tall. I'd say they're 12 to 15 feet tall, but there are no leaves down in the bottom anymore. What I'd like to find out is how they should be trimmed so that I can make them much shorter and have kind of like a hedge between the homes.
Okay. The first thing that you should do, and you want to do it now on your lilacs, the thing that lilacs love more than anything else is a very sweet, soil. If you can put lime, wood ash, or there's a product made by Jonathan Green called Magic Cal, and you want to add these products very, very heavy. So if your lilac hedge, you said, is 50 feet long?
Yes.
I would put 50 pounds of lime on each side of your lilac hedge. So apply it like you're putting rock salt and throw it underneath and around each plant, 50 pounds on your side, 50 pounds on your neighbor's side. If you're using Magic Cal, one 50-pound bag will do the trick, using it 50-50.
Okay.
If you have a wood stove or a fireplace, then
fireplace.
Take...
Don't use it.
Okay. Then save all of your wood ash. And what you would need would be 2 5-gallon buckets filled with wood ash, and that will do the same thing as 2 50-pound bags of lime. So every time you clean out your stove or fireplace during the winter, broadcast that wood ash underneath your lilacs. It will sweeten the soil, and it will encourage the plant to make shoots from the base. Fertilize your lilac hedge now and again in the spring with plant tone. Plant Tone is for all deciduous, which is all plants that lose their foliage during the winter. And I would buy a 25-pound bag and just put the whole bag on that entire hedge. The next thing, if the grass is growing underneath your lilac, the grass is stealing nutrition from the plant. And if you could put a nice sharp edge on each side of your lilac hedge, get all the grass out, and put down a layer of pine bark mulch or compost or anything like that to keep the weeds down, it will look nicer, and all the nutrition in the ground will go to the lilac tree. Now, as far as pruning, if you prune the plant in the early spring, you'll lose all the flowers. So wait to see if it's going to come in bloom. If it's not going to bloom, or certain plants don't, you can cut them back by as much as 25%. Now, don't use electric. Use hand pruners or loppers, one branch at a time, and create a nice-looking hedge. Uniform, same height, same width. Give it some nice-looking character. But get the grass out, lime it, feed it, mulch it, and prune after the flowering cycle, unless it's not blooming.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard Fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Attention military, law enforcement, recreational shooters, airsoft and paintballers. OpsGear is celebrating its 10th anniversary and you can save 15% on your order right now. OpsGear is your source for head-to-toe tactical gear for duty, range, field, guns, recreation and more. Check out clothing, knives, targets, optics and gun accessories, molly gear, vests, bags and packs, multicam, holsters, boots, police gear, training supplies and more. Or check us out online at opsgear.com. That's OPSGEAR.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rita from Massachusetts with a question about sun parasols.
You can't read your writing again, can you?
Well, it ends up being that again. Sun parasol.
Okay, Rita, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. My question today is, I have a sun parasol. It's in a pot, and I received it on Mother's Day, and it has been blooming, and it still keeps blooming. I wonder what I can do with it through the winter. Is there any way to save it?
I'll tell you, Rita, if it's not broken, let's not try and fix it. So is it inside the house now, Rita?
No, it's still outside.
Okay. Then I would keep it outside probably for another week, maybe two at the very most.
Uh-huh.
And if you see that the weatherman is calling for some cold temperatures, bring it in. Put it in a sunny window. Now, remember, a plant that's outside that prefers the shade during the summer will do better in full sun during the fall and winter months. Okay. So bring it in, put it near a sunny window, and then at least once a week, spin the plant so the side that's facing the window is now going to face inside the house. Feed it on a regular basis. And if you're like a lot of us, we tend to forget, buy some Osmocote pellets. That way, that little BB-shaped pellet will feed your plant for the next 3 months. That way it gets fed on a regular basis. Try and water when needed. Spin that plant when you water. Give it lots of sun. And it will continue to bloom until the days get to be too short. Now, plants are broken up into two families, long day and short days. And right now, we're getting into the short day plants, chrysanthemums, your fall aster, Montauk Daisy. Those are short day plants. Poinsettia, Christmas cactus, short day plants. In the spring, impatiens, geraniums, marigolds, tomatoes are long day plants. They will only bloom when the days are long. So we're at a point where things are beginning to tip and go on to the short day. So they may bloom for another month. They may bloom for 2 months. They may bloom all winter if the house conditions are good, if you have lights on in the house to give the plant additional light, it may continue to bloom. So take care of it the way you are now. Give it plenty of light, plenty of food, water as needed. Don't say, today is Sunday, whether you need it or not, you're going to get a good drink. Put your finger in the soil, a couple knuckles down. If it's moist, leave it alone. Let it go another 3 or 4 days, and your plants will do fine. Now, if we can help you, go to the website, paulparent.com. P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad. Great information there. New website coming out in the next couple of weeks that will make it even better with a lot more information. Sign up for the newsletter. It's right on the website. Top of the page, click on it. Put in your email address, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday. Remember, click on it. If you haven't seen it, click on it. This week we did flowering cabbage, flowering kale, colchicum, which is a fall blooming crocus, chrysanthemums, how to make them come back next year, and if you have mold and mildew on your house, your deck, your porch, your patio, we put in a coupon to give you $5 off Wet and Forget. Have a great week, everybody. Get out in the yard, start making it look pretty, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Tom, thanks for all your help. Bye, everybody.